everyone, and welcome back to Pixel Parenting. I know that many parents out there have concerns about kids using AI and how it might affect learning, creativity, and even their critical thinking skills. And honestly, those concerns are valid. AI is a powerful tool, and like any technology, it comes with both opportunities and challenges that we need to learn to manage. But instead of just talking about AI from an adult perspective, I wanted to bring in someone who's actually growing up with it. So today, I'm having a conversation with Valentin, a seventh grader who's been exploring AI in ways that might surprise you. He's here to share what's really like to navigate this new digital landscape as a student. So welcome, Valentin. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
So, hello, everybody. I'm a seventh grade student. I love technology, and yeah, I like it. It's very interesting.
You also have a podcast, right?
Yeah, I have a podcast called Tech Teen, and the website is www.techteen.fm.
Thank you. So you should all check it out. So just tell us how you first discovered AI. When did you start using it?
So the first time I discovered AI was the evening. My dad showed me DALL-E. When it came out, or just after, and I was impressed, and I asked my dad what's the website called. He didn't want it to tell me first.
And what did you do with DALL-E? What was your first creation? Remember?
Nah, don't really remember. But after when ChatGPT and DALL-E mixed, it was more accurate.
Yeah, I agree. So which tools do you use now? And how do you use it?
So I use ChatGPT and Le Chat. It's a French AI. And so I use it for to help me with my homework, not to have to answer and cheat, just to speech to text to talk, and after it's write it for you, or for project when you need information quickly because you don't have a lot of time. Quickly, not going on the internet and finding some false thing that you need to check before. And I still check after, but it's less time.
Yeah, it's more efficient.
And for groups, when we have a fight over something, to help me find a solution. Or I used to sometimes Google Translate to read the, I just take a picture with my iPad, copy all the text and put it in Google Translate and put it to talk. I won't need to read it because I have a dyslexia.
Tell me more about how do you use it for your dyslexia? How is it useful for you?
So sometimes I can't see really good the letters, so it helps me understand clearly, and I can put it over and over again without annoying somebody or just using my strength for nothing that I need to use it just to listen to something. And after, I just need to write it down for the homework.
Okay. Handwriting.
Yeah. Or sometimes I do it on the docs. Yeah.
Okay. So that's also why you use how to text?
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit more about what you mentioned about the group fights, you said?
Yeah, so it's been this week I had a fight with my group because we won something and we can't split one thing in four, so it was hard to decide who has it or how do we get access to it, and after a group convention or something like that.
Interesting. And then you do a prompt to ChatGPT?
Yeah, or Le Chat, just to compare and see which one is better. And the thing with a group project is that some does more thing than other or doesn't do anything.
Okay, and then that's interesting. So each ChatGPT and Le Chat give you different solutions, and then you assess which one you want to use, correct?
Yeah, and they had a different, but not that big of a different.
Okay, that was interesting. So are any other ways you use AI that you want to share?
Oh yeah, there's like once we did exercise, French exercise with my mom, and we weren't sure about the answers, so I took a picture, copy the exercise, put it in ChatGPT, and asked to correct it. And my mom looked at it, just not for me like to remember, and after not actually understand it and what's the good answer for it, so. She looked and we corrected one thing, and that was very useful just to make sure it was that. And yeah.
So you did the exercise, then you put it on ChatGPT, and ChatGPT gave you answers, and then you double-checked those answers with your mom. Is that the
Yes.
process? Okay.
Yes.
Okay,
Just.
so you used your mom as a corrector of ChatGPT?
No, I use my mom for like not to me to look at the answers and like just write it and not being sure why is this the answer?
Only your mom looked at the answer because
Yes.
she didn't know the answer.
Yeah.
So ChatGPT gave her the answer and then she told you to iterate.
Yeah, and
Right?
if it was false or good.
And if it was, yes. Okay, so basically ChatGPT was useful for your mom to correct, to help her correct whatever exercise you were doing, right? That's interesting. So adults can use ChatGPT too to teach their children.
Yeah, or they can use ChatGPT to help them, to give them an idea if they're creators about or designers or stuff like that, or if you can tell, I want this, I want this, I don't know how to do this, can you help me or whatever. And it's very useful and it's a winning of time.
Cool. Very interesting. Thank you for sharing. What about, can you see a lot of differences between ChatGPT and Lusha, and what differences, what do you think they are most different on?
So I asked ChatGPT this morning about me, like, what is a tech teen? What is a www.techteen.fm? And it says it's from Valentine that has ADHD and whatever I said. And when I asked Lusha, it didn't answer my question, like not at all. So I needed to say no. But after when I asked ChatGPT about me, it find everything just about me. When I asked Lusha, it didn't even talk about me, talk about that judoka that won a silver medal.
Okay, that has your same name?
Yeah.
Okay. So ChatGPT gave a better answer. What about pictures? Before, I'm going to give some context to the audience. Before we started chatting, you used the same prompt in ChatGPT and Lusha, right?
Yeah, I
And
did.
for an image, what was the difference between both images?
So Le Chat was super realistic, very detailed, everything. And ChatGPT was more from a fantasy, like the sky, the lights, the building. But Le Chat had a tower that doesn't even exist in San Francisco.
So it hallucinated more. So what other uses give ChatGPT and Lusha for?
So once I use it for asking to a teacher for an accommodation because I can't have one, and I didn't know what to say, so I asked ChatGPT, and before I didn't have Lusha, and it was not published yet. So yeah, and the teacher said yes, and after like for maybe next or 2 weeks. We're gonna have a French project, and I think we're gonna use ChatGPT and Le Chat for having ideas and maybe to fill the green screen, as we're gonna use. So yeah, or in technology class to solve a problem about Tinkercad. It's a software for 3D printing and 3D design. So yeah.
Okay, and so you used it for to write an email to a teacher.
Yes.
What would have happened if you wrote the email yourself versus using an AI to do it?
I don't think it would change, or it might if I did tell it myself, like I wrote it. It might give given me a less chance, but I just wanted to try it out.
Okay. So yeah, out of curiosity. And then you're going to use it for a French project to gather data. So curious, does the school teach you how to use AI, or how are you learning to do all these? Does the school, your parents, who guides you through the whole process?
The school does not guide, except a little bit the French teacher. Like she said, no, you won't. Normally in French, we have a carnet de lecture, and like we read a book, and after we write a summary per chapter, and we do some drawing on it just for a grade. And like she stopped doing that because some people could use AI, or yeah, so it's cheating. So now we have what's your favorite character and what's your favorite passage per chapter. So like you need to be creative, because at least she will know exactly if you use it, because small phrases are very easy
Yeah, so
to
she
do.
basically switched the way she assesses if you read or not the book. And so for the French project that you're gonna do, you're just gonna use it to find data, because as you said before, you find that it's more efficient than browsing the internet.
Yeah, like getting some information, or just to fill the green screen, like you take a picture of your backyard, and just a little bit like to hide something in the backyard that you don't want people to see in the video. So yeah, to just hide everything and just do it like the more normal possible, not to get the audience interested on that specific spot.
Okay, so you edit pictures with AI, right? That's
Well,
what you're saying?
yeah, we're just getting some, just to get it to generate some image to fill the green screen.
Ah,
So, yeah.
cool. So I know a lot of parents have questions about what you mentioned, like using it for cheating, for homework. So I have two questions. One is, how do you double check that the data that ChatGPT gives you on, a topic is accurate? And that's my first question, and then I'll go to the second one.
So before ChatGPT was less accurate, when OpenAI decided to not let it to go on the internet, just to be safe, and but now it has access to internet, so it's more accurate. But like I think 64-66% of the time, before it was like false stuff.
Yeah, it's gotten better at providing accurate data. I agree on that one. And then my second question is, for the French project specifically, my question is, you have to write something, what you mentioned. So do you write it on the computer? Do you write it? Do you have to handwrite it? Do you use AI to write it? Or like, because of dyslexia, do you write it maybe on, like, do you use speech and then the AI translates it into text? What's the process of doing the
So,
written piece?
the project we have in French is to read a book, and after to make a book trailer. And after, like, we're groups of four, and we make a trailer about it. And last year we won first place North or South America, and that was the prize that we won. And we had a fight over it, and we will not write a lot, but it's just like to fill the green screen, like I said.
Oh, so it's a visual
Yeah.
project. Oh, okay. It's not a writing project.
Yeah, but like before, like it's not the carnet de lecture. It's just for the teacher to make sure you read the book correctly.
Okay.
Like, so it's just something graded that nobody likes normally.
Okay, so now let's go into what challenges and limitations you have found using AI, and have you ever needed help from parents or teachers to use it?
So I never really needed some help how to use it. You just need to understand how you need to use it correctly and what ways. But like sometime before ChatGPT, when you said create an image of this, sometime it gives you like a chair, a human on a chair with the human complete have an arm on his chest or an arm on his head. Like it was not even accurate. So now it's much more, and Sometimes if you want it to be the image you have in your head, you need to do it 200 times sometimes just to get the image you have in your head. Like if I want to have a fire pit with in a cabin, I need to describe every single thing, but I'm not sure at 100% it's going to be that.
Okay, so creating images is not easy. That's one of the challenges. What are the challenges?
Sometimes before I needed to remember myself of what happened in the book, but because of the day after I need to work about it in a French project, so I was with my dad. We asked ChatGPT a summary of every chapter, and it said like a boy just ran. Like an example, like the boy just ran. But that was not even it. It like something else happened. And I knew it because I remember a little bit. So now it's more accurate. But I can't really find by chapter by chapter information because it could be the copyright's illegal things.
So basically you have to read the book to know if it's doing the right job summarizing.
Yeah. Yeah, and if it's saying false stuff, like just say to the AI, it's not that. And when we asked, why did you ask that? And we said what actually happened. And the AI say, oh yeah, I know that's what happened. And we didn't understand why he didn't tell us.
Okay, so you have found challenge creating images and summarizing chapters. And yes, you found it make things up. So you're aware of that. That's great. So let's move on. Any advice for your peers or other middle schoolers who might be interested in or already using AI tools? How can even students with ADHD or dyslexia maybe make the most out of this technology to manage your challenges?
Like, if you use it a lot, like, stop, like, don't abuse it, because after, like, the teacher will know and it's going to cause a lot of problem for other people that actually needs it for a certain like disabilities like me or something else, like not to cheat with it or I don't want to do this, I'm just gonna ask ChatGPT just to do that. So yeah.
Oh, okay. So yeah, that's a great point. I didn't think about that. So if other people overuse it, then they might forbid it. And for people that might actually be a need like you for like non-cheating and like other uses, you wouldn't be able to use it.
Yeah. I have a friend that's two years older than me, and she's like, oh, that we can't use AI to do project or stuff like that because all the time people use it to do essays or book reports or project, and so now they can't use it and they cheat.
Yeah, that's not nice. So for the audience, we mentioned that Valentin has dyslexia. You also have ADHD. Can you like tell me about the specific uses you give AI? How does AI help you with ADHD and dyslexia?
So I use like AI to speech to text to write when I need to write a lot of things, but I don't like to use it. But like Google Translate, you just take picture with your iPad, copy all the text, put it in Google Translate, and after put it, the read it out loud mode. And yeah, so this is very useful. Or to give me ideas for, I don't know, for project like in the French one. Or to give me some reviews or images. Yeah.
Yeah, super interesting. Well, this was my last question. Thank you, Valentin, for this chat. It was super interesting. And thank you for all our listeners. We hope you found it interesting too. And if you liked it, I enjoyed it, or think that other parents might be interested, please subscribe and share it to spread the word. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.